So on those. Hello and welcome to the WIP, the What If podcast. That's a work in progress. I am your host, the lovable, the Slim James. I swear you're gonna love me. Joined as always by my co-host and cohort. As sometimes, because sometimes you have a kid or a job or something.
Sometimes I do have a kid.
Yeah. It's sometimes. Andrew the Giant.
Sometimes.
And Big Daddy Bees.
Wow, wow.
I was trying to do the diesel noise for Big Daddy Bees.
What are we talking about today, Jim James?
Flunky Marvel characters on the Netflix show.
That's easy.
Daredevil, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, teaming up as the Defenders. So on November 17th, 2013, Marvel announced a Netflix deal, 60 episodes or thereabouts, four series for standalones, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Jessica Jones, and then another apparently 12-episode crossover maxi-series for the Defenders. All taking place sort of in the gritty underbelly of New York. Hell's Kitchen, if you would. Reported budget of $200 million for the entire endeavor.
The whole...
Yeah. Now,
show thing.
Yeah, when you
how
do
much
the...
was the budget for the first episode of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
$14 million.
$14 million.
So these episodes... It actually comes out to probably 60 divided by 200. 200 divided by 60. It's like 3. So, yeah, they'll be less. A more modest budget when you take it all into consideration. But...
This isn't network television.
Yeah. And probably, like, Jessica Jones will be cheap, because we'll explain these characters.
Please do.
Yeah. Well, Power Man and Iron Fist, Luke Cage, they don't have their own what-if issues, so I can't really talk about them at great length. Power Man, Luke Cage, was a convict in prison. He volunteered for an experiment, got to get early release, got superpowers out of it. So, bonus... And Iron Fist was a guy, and he got some Chinese magic powers.
Yeah.
They had, like, Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu, and they were like, well, we like the Kung Fu. Can we have it on a white guy so it's more marketable? Racists. That's not really what happened, unless it is.
It's probably what happened.
It seems that mostly what happens.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Cruise, Last Samurai, that kind of thing.
Or, isn't it Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves.
47 Ronin.
47, the new movie, yeah. They always pick white guys to play Japanese
people. Tom Hanks playing the last brother.
Even the
Earth.
Anime cartoons, they look like white people.
I have an idea for a movie. It's called The Last Brother on Earth.
Sorry, Tom Hanks.
So, there was apparently, like, the first couple pages of the first episode of Luke Cage's script leaked. And it had Justin Hammer... sort of a flashback to when Justin Hammer had his stuff sort of around the events of Iron Man 2 or whatever. And he's being all smarmy, and Luke Cage is pretty stoic and doesn't say much. Doesn't say Sweet Christmas within the first two pages, so I'm out.
That should be his first line.
Sweet Christmas. That should at least be the name of a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
These series would be part of the bigger Marvel Cinematic Universe, to which I would respond, duh. Like, why would they make a separate thing and be like, no, it doesn't get crossed over? Because they can do, like, what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does and just talk about Captain America.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you see what Captain America did? It was awesome.
These guys exist.
Oh, yeah. Like old Clint Barton. And this Netflix strategy, it represents a greater shift in the TV climate, a push towards digital-first content. House of Cards is there.
Orange
is the New Black. I think there was something with, like, John Goodman on Amazon.
What?
Yeah. There was one thing where it's like, oh, it's like a frat house, like...
with John Goodman?
Dramedy thing where, like, several senators live in a house in Washington. Sounds retarded, but it might be funny. But I don't even know if all of that is actually real.
Husband? Animal House of Representatives?
Yes. Oh my god, that is the best name ever. Nailed it. So our first issue deals with another, possibly the most famous, probably the most famous of the heroes featured in this quintet of Netflix series, Daredevil. It's Volume 2, Issue 2. What if Daredevil killed the Kingpin? Our cover is straight and to the point. Daredevil holding a gun, the literal smoking gun, and Kingpin with a ginormous belly that comes all the way up past Daredevil's knee.
Where did he shoot him?
Probably in the gut.
There was no discernible.
Maybe shot him in the crotch bullet. And you can't see because he has the belly where you can't see your own dick.
Oh.
Gross.
But then he would have bled to death, but the gun is still smoking. So he bled to death really fast.
Yes. So, later note, this is from the Born Again storyline, which was written by the aforementioned in the previous episode, Frank Miller, ran from issues 227 to 231. Karen Page was going to be an actress, ended up in porn and addicted to heroin. So to get a fix, she sold Matt Daredevil's secret identity, and it made its way back to the Kingpin. That's quite the thing to sell for a hit of heroin. You just think, you're already a porn actress, just suck some dick.
Yeah.
Just keep to yourself and suck a dick.
Yeah, don't bring me into this.
Yeah. So Kingpin proceeds to ruin his life. He gets him, like, disbarred, tries to have him locked up, burns his house down. You know, all the psychological terror.
There you go.
So, in the end, it sort of resolves itself when Daredevil, Matt Murdock, gets Kingpin in legal trouble of his own, ruining his empire. I assume until it doesn't need to be ruined anymore for, like, a future storyline. In this universe, rather than overcome the odds, Matt Murdock just gives in and shoots him, blammo. It was kind of what you were saying before in a previous episode. Why don't superheroes just kill their enemies with guns really quickly and call it a day?
It'd be over.
Yes.
Well, this answers that question. Matt Murdock has a psychotic break, and he starts...
What a baby. Because he murdered somebody?
Yeah, well, he's a strong belief in justice, you know, because he's a lawyer and
that
shit.
That was true, he wouldn't have killed him. But...
Well, oh man, we get into some circular logic.
Yeah.
So we think that he's confessing to a judge, but it's all a delusion, Michael. Not a trick. He's actually confessing to a bum. Because he just wants to confess to somebody, and he wants to pretend that he's being punished. Spider-Man finds out about this because they find out the Kingpin died, and Daily Bugle reporter Ben Urich, I think,
Ulrich?
Yeah, why not?
Lars's brother?
Yes, except without the L.
Same thing.
Ars. Yeah. He's sort of the go-between between the Spider-Man and the Daredevil universe. He works at the Daily Bugle, but is like friends with Matt Murdock or like... allies, what have you. So he goes to investigate, and Peter's like, well, if you need a friggin' photographer, call me. This, he doesn't even need his spider sense to tingle. This tingles Peter Parker's actual senses. So Hobgoblin and the Rose,
who is... Nobgoblin,
and the Rose, Kingpin's son, discuss Kingpin's death. And Rose doesn't take it well, because even though I think Rose is sort of like trying to pose as a crime boss to work his way up. He doesn't want to lose his dad like that so suddenly. He's like, what happened?
Who's going to teach me how to be a crime boss now?
Exactly. Matt Murdock, all crazy. He's not in Daredevil costume. He's just Matt Murdock. He eludes some of Kingpin's goons.
Oh, okay.
And he stumbles upon the Punisher. Oh, man. He's happy that for Matt that he killed the Kingpin. So yes,
he should be.
Come to the dark side. Like, he's got it. He's got the idea.
Yep, but on the inside, he's disappointed because he didn't get to do it.
Exactly. He might actually say something like that. It's like, I'm just sad I couldn't pull the trigger. Except without a southern accent.
Why didn't you?
But,
I'm sure you had opportunities.
Matt Murdock is so distraught, he wants the Punisher to kill him. Punisher's like, whoa, buddy, you need help. And coming from a guy who, like, goes around killing people because, you know.
Because they need to be punished.
Yeah. That's saying something. So he runs away, Matt Murdock does, only to encounter Spider-Man. But he deludes that Spider-Man is actually a giant spider, and it makes me want to throw up looking at that panel. This is a giant spider.
Is he hallucinating or
yes.
something?
Because he's had a psychotic break because he's so guilty. So Punisher rejoins, and we get a hot three-way.
Oh,
nice.
But Daredevil gas bombs them and gets his way out of there.
Gas bombs them during the three-way?
Yeah.
Sounds terrible.
Fart hammer.
Fart in my mouth.
Gross.
He loves the taste.
So we cut away. Karen Page is going through withdrawals because she feels bad that she sold her boyfriend or former boyfriend out when all she should have done...
Porn actress?
Yeah. Well, she's in a covenant? A place with some nuns.
Sister act?
Yeah. And she's trying to get clean. So she's going through withdrawals. Going, I was shaking in case that didn't come across as audio. And there's some guy named Paolo, who might have been the guy she sold it to in the first place. Either way, some sort of greasy underworld type shows up and kills her.
Did he give... What did he give her? Money?
Probably.
Or drugs?
Maybe drugs.
Because for money, you'd probably get more selling it to, like, a newspaper or something?
Do you think people who are addicted to heroin have that sort of forethought?
Clearly not.
No. Exactly.
Their brain is mush.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. So is morphine, all the opiates.
Paolo's going to give me a 20 if I tell him who Daredevil is.
Yeah, but if he gives her drugs, he doesn't cuts out the middleman.
Yes. The newspaper's not going to give you drugs.
Exactly. Well, they might. Matt Murdock finds the Rose, who is strapping up for some revenge killing of his own. Just as Rose is about to kill Daredevil, he has the gun to the back of his head. Because Matt Murdock's like, kill me. I did it. Guilty as charged. To quote Dave Matthews. Terrible. So just as he's about to kill Matt Murdock, Hobgoblin busts in.
You can hear him coming.
Jesus, unnecessary.
Jesus
Christ. So Murdock pushes Rose out of the way to sort of redeem himself. Well, at least save somebody's life. And then he goes all gymnast, avoiding blasts, even though he wanted to die a few seconds ago. It's just those Daredevil instincts kicking in. It's like, I just gotta dodge things.
It's like in the movie when he dodges all the bullseyes, throwing a bunch of stuff at him, and he just backflips in a straight line, and all of the things just go past him.
Yeah.
Misses everyone.
I believe it. I believe all of it.
Why don't just throw... Because he's, like, throwing things all around him. Just throw all of them in a straight line, about chest level... And you'll hit him eventually. Or flip that fast.
Just spray. Throw him all at once. He can't dodge from the ground.
Throw it like that. Yeah. Just throw a handful of things.
Yeah, bullseye never misses. They should have, like, shitty bullseye. He never misses because all he uses is hand grenades. Nailed it!
Shitty bullseye.
All right, so Matt Murdock grabs a goblin who drops a gas bomb of his own. Actually, it's one of his... Blumpkin bombs. So his pumpkin bomb gets caught in his glider, and because he's like, God, get away from me! And because Matt Murdock's holding on, and like, get off! And they both go boom. For some reason, Hobgoblin flies outside. I don't know, to get better maneuverability, to spin around and try to fucking centrifuge it out. But they both die. Hobgoblin cries, "Spider-Man, help me!" Even though Spider-Man's nowhere around.
He's looking for Spider-Man's help?
Apparently, he did this when this version of Hobgoblin died in the comic books, too. I guess it's to underscore that, like... He has some weird relationship.
Love for Spider-Man?
Yeah. He just wants his attention. And Matt Murdock gets some redemption and dies a hero-ish.
But, yeah, but he didn't... Dies a hero?
Well, kinda.
Hobgoblin killed himself.
Thanks.
He got his bomb stuck on his glider.
And our closing...
Daredevil was hanging on to it.
That's a hero's death.
Yeah.
So our closing scene is Richard Fisk, the former Rose, Kingpin's son, takes up the mantle of Daredevil. It wasn't that bad.
And so he takes up the mantle of Daredevil.
That's it. We close.
That's how that ends.
Who becomes Daredevil?
Kingpin's
son?
Yes.
So Kingpin's son is the new Daredevil?
Yeah. Just, it's one of those bring it full circle endings.
But he's not blind.
I don't know. I think they actually might have showed you. He has some, like, little headset thing.
Headset?
To
make himself blind?
Make himself blind?
Apparently.
Well, this kid doesn't have any kind of abilities or anything, does he?
No. So besides savvy.
Yeah, so he's just a dude. Like, Daredevil had other...
Yeah, his radar sense.
Heightened to go...
Yeah, does he have to keep constantly going,
Like a goose.
Yes. That's how he locates his
running suit. Across the rooftops.
His coffee mug. And the way. There it is.
Running across the rooftops in the middle of the night.
So yeah, overall, this issue is pretty, has some good themes about, you know, the redemption, sort of what it means to be a hero. You don't just kill people because it's not right.
This is not right.
And despite this discussion, there was nothing too silly in this book. You know,
if you kill them, you will save more people.
It was a pretty serious book, is what you're saying.
Well, you know, as much depth as one comic book can have.
Death.
No, a lot of death, I said.
Oh,
there's no depth in these. No,
it gets to the grit of things, so, you know, it's real gritty. Yeah, it's Matt Murdock struggles with being a cold-blooded killer, so, you know, it's what he did actually means something. He didn't just, you know, continue on his merry way.
It's interesting that these what-if comic books are a lot darker than...
Well, because, you know, you don't have to commit. You can kill people. You can have characters act like complete dicks because they don't have to show up the next month.
Right.
You know? And it's like on your last day of work.
Right. You just throw a bumpkin into the boss's office.
Exactly. Hey, I got a gas bomb for you.
Does Kingpin's son know that... Well, they all know that Matt Murdock is Daredevil.
Yeah, because Kingpin's been spreading it around.
So why couldn't, if this kid really wanted to be a superhero, he could have just done it.
Done something.
He didn't have to take Daredevil's place.
Maybe because he saved his life.
Why not just take the Kingpin name?
His name.
Because Kingpin has a negative connotation.
Right.
Even in regular terms, not just comic book name terms, being a kingpin of something is not necessarily
he's really good at bowling.
Thing. Like robber baron, that doesn't
he's have good a... at bowling.
So the kingpin in the Daredevil movie, he was black, right? And it was the guy from Green Mile.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Kingpin's one of those characters where it doesn't, as Michael Jackson would say, it don't matter if you're black or white. Because he's about being a crime boss, not about being black or white.
Very true.
Like, if you had Luke Cage, Power Man, be white, he'd be white Power Man. And it wouldn't work. Because his thing is that he's a brother Harlem. From the street. Damn it. Harlem. It sounds racist when three white guys sit around saying that.
Yeah.
He grew up in Harlem, but when he joined the Avengers, he could see the rest of the world. So he became a Harlem Globetrotter. And hey, I keep forgetting to use this joke, but so what if...
Is this going
to
be racist?
No. What if the Shocker lost one of his wrist gauntlets? He'd be half as powerful. He'd go from being the Shocker to the mild Surpriser. Oh. That's interesting.
Oh my.
So our next issue discusses the possibly... We go from the most famous character in this quartet of Netflix heroes to the least famous, Jessica Jones, the new kid on the block. Not really with a bunch of hits. And Chinese food doesn't make me sick, so...
No, see, I have no idea who this...
Never even have heard of her.
Yeah.
So...
I had done very little research to gear up for this, but I read about a paragraph...
You've missed the juicy parts, the actual parts, because
she's another gunslinging badass, essentially. Regular person with no powers.
Pretty much. So, Jessica Jones apparently went to Midtown High with Peter Parker. Of course, we learned this in like 2001 or whatever, well after the fact. It's one of those things that, oh yeah, she was there the whole time, don't worry about it. And she got, I think she got crashed into it with a chemical truck too. Maybe some of the same Daredevil...
Same truck.
Yeah.
Same truck. Just going around hitting all these potential heroes.
Yeah, like the...
Blasting their faces with toxins.
Like the Final Destination truck.
Yeah.
Or the bus.
What is that? I don't give a fuck. Burn, hit by a truck. Or, I don't know.
No, you definitely don't.
Yeah.
Because you're dead.
So she got powers. I think sort of generic, like super strength, maybe some flying. So sort of like, you know...
There you go.
Your tier one... Intro superpowers.
She got lucky. She didn't go blind.
Yeah. She got luckier than Matt Murdock because she got actual powers, not...
Like a goose.
Well, sometimes she needs to mix it up. If you get higher frequency to see...
You pick up different...
Yeah.
More detail in your surroundings.
He should just carry a guitar with him and just blast a solo every now and then.
It's a bit him.
Do you think if he listened to Eruption, Daredevil would throw up and have a seizure? Or he would see...
He can see...
He would taste colors.
I can see sound.
So, she became the entry-level hero, Jewel. And then she got mind-controlled by the Purple Man. Who's the Purple Man, you might ask?
I would like to ask that.
Zebediah Kilgrave.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He got some radioactive waste superpowers of his own.
Oh!
But he's more of the super... He's on more of, like, the super spy circuit or whatever.
I'd like to see, like a chart of, like, how many superheroes got their powers from, like, nuclear waste...
Nuclear explosions.
Chemicals.
Bombardment.
Explosions. Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many different explosions.
In fact, every chemical exposure is nothing but death and destruction.
That's how...
Yeah, carcinogen.
Like they all... Yeah. Like on
I smoke cigarettes and now I can fly.
On Family Guy.
What is that saying about...
Adam West tries to get superpowers.
They glorify carcinogens and toxins.
Well, you know, when superheroes were, you know...
Start.
People weren't as, you know, savvy to the inner workings of nuclear physics, like we all are today.
All of us here, especially.
Yes. So they're like, radiation, what? Oh, that obviously... Well, if it causes mutations, that can mean superpowers, right? Not just like the Cyclops baby that dies on birth or Down syndrome. Like, if you get born with an extra chromosome, you're not getting superpowers. I'm sorry.
You're getting some syndromes.
Yikes.
Up and down.
So you just roll around in some toxic waste.
Yeah.
Like on Family Guy.
Yeah, the toxicity of our city.
Adam West tries to get superpowers.
Yeah, speaking of syndrome of a down.
Rolls around in toxic waste and just develops lymphoma.
Oh, or mesothelioma.
Yes.
Why were you rolling around in toxic waste? I thought that I could get superpowers. Idiotic? Yes. Stupid? Yes.
So the Purple Man.
That's it.
For some reason, he has purple skin from this chemical exposure.
Oh.
And mind control powers, obviously.
Well, those go hand in hand.
Yeah. It's also the fact that when you get exposed to chemicals, you get a lot of different superpowers. Like, there doesn't seem to be any consistency. The Fantastic Four exposed all to the same cosmic rays. You get four separate powers. Like, not even, like, two of them overlap.
Yeah. Oh. Not even a little bit.
Not even remotely close.
Exactly. So, the Purple Man, he mind-controlled old Jessica Jones and kept her as a pet.
Mm.
And in here, we get some, like...
Sex slave.
Yeah, you'd think so, but he didn't rape her. He coerced her into lesbianism with mind control, as it is alluded to in this.
I'm gonna have to look at this comic book.
Oh!
Lesbianism.
Yeah.
Lesbianism.
We all love some mind-controlled, coerced lesbianism.
That's the guy.
So he just sit in the corner and choke the chicken?
Possibly. Eventually, she's assigned to kill Daredevil, because he's sort of a thorn in Daredevil's side, which sort of has a nice overlap to what would be in the Netflix thing. Apparently, Purple Man's going to be a huge deal.
He came up with that name for himself?
Yeah, and he wears purple a lot, too. Although, yes, I suppose if my skin was purple, I'd probably have a colorful array of clothes to wear. So,
what else could he have named himself? The Grape? He could
have been
that.
Then he could feel the wrath of the Grape.
Exactly.
Ah, see? Steinbeck! Where's your stillborn breast milk? That'll give you superpowers.
Yeah.
Usually.
So he sends her to... Purple Man sends Jessica Jones to get Daredevil. But she takes a wrong turn at Albuquerque, as Bugs Bunny would say, and ends up at Avengers Mansion. And because she doesn't know shit...
She stumbled across the Avengers Mansion?
Well, the Avengers Mansion isn't hidden. But
it's not like that.
And she has superpowers, so she could fly over the fence.
Oh, yeah.
But she's a dumbass, so she confuses Scarlet Witch with Daredevil. She's like, you got red on. Right? So the Avengers beat the shit out of her. Literally. Put her in a coma.
Literally beat the shit out of her?
Probably. Well,
she poops.
She's in a coma, so she might have shit herself.
Possibly.
Yeah. But it's... But I'm not even being facetious. So she's in a coma, and they fuck her up good. And after she gets out of the coma, they're like, so you want to come work for the Avengers? And she's like, nah. I've been...
You're a bunch of assholes.
I've been coerced into lesbianism and, like, forced against my will to do stuff for the past 8 months, and then beaten into a coma. I'm going to take a break.
Did she even try... Did she do anything to Scarlet Witch, or did she just say, hey, you must be who I'm looking for, and then they beat the shit out of her?
Well, I imagine they might have had a skirmish. I don't think they would
just... Scarlet Witch can't take care of herself?
No. She just said, like, no more of this bitch.
She probably could have... So was she was under this mind control thing when she went to fight Scarlet Witch?
Yes.
Scarlet Witch? Don't you think that she could have...
Why didn't Purple Man show her a picture of Daredevil? He's like, go get Daredevil. He's the one in red.
Well, first of all, he's a man.
use your pronouns. Use your context clues.
Like Scarlet Witch seems like she could have been able to tell.
Yeah.
She was under some kind of mind control.
And why are the Avengers beating her into a coma? You can't just ease up a bit?
Just subdue her. Yeah, beat her into a coma.
Wait, who's the guy behind the curtain in the bedroom?
Pay no attention to the guy behind the curtain.
Maybe that's Smizhin.
And where is this purple guy that you're talking about? I can't find Curly. Him. Yeah, I can't find this purple man.
He's the one that... No, that's purple.
Oh, there he is right there. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Sugar, water, purple. Yeah, his name could have been Grape Drink.
Yeah, see?
Oh, there's the lesbian scene.
Yep.
Okay.
Worth it.
So this happens right in the beginning.
Yeah, well, they're recapping what actually happened.
And I notice she has purple hair, so that must be while she's under his spell, she's also purple.
He probably dyed it, that's his thing.
That's his thing.
So luckily,
he's digging it.
He was turned, his skin was turned to purple, which just so happens to be his favorite color.
Exactly.
So he's loving it.
Yeah. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I would say Steven Tyler would be pink. Pink man. And he would wrap people in rubber.
That's his favorite color.
Yeah, wrapping people in rubber.
Rubber.
All right, so in normal continuity, she says, "Nah, I'm going to take a break." And then she becomes a private detective and then marries Luke Cage and or has her some baby daddy with him.
With who?
With Luke Cage.
Yes. Luke Cage.
So it's all going to tie together in this Netflix series. Purple Man, baby, go home.
Purple Man.
Exactly. But this issue, I don't even know if this actually takes place in an alternate reality, because it's two guys talking about, well, what if she actually said yes to joining the Avengers? Because I think she's sitting in the background being a bum because she's not a hero anymore. Because she's a lady of the streets. Yes. So she's eating in a diner. So they're like, well, what if she had joined the Avengers? And that's sort of where this tale goes.
Well, I also like, when you say that they beat the shit out of her, it actually says... Yeah, they pretty much beat the shit out of her in the book.
Nice. I ain't whistling Dixie. Yeah. So we're told the format's two guys in a diner wondering what if. She's decked out in her Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. outfit. Because I think the S.H.I.E.L.D. Avengers thing is sort of mixed at this point in the Marvel continuity. They fight the Squadron Supreme. And sparks fly with Captain America. The sexy sparks, not the butting head sparks. Jessica Jones talks to Scarlet Witch before, I think it's she goes, no more mutants, so she prevents that whole thing from happening, or whatever mental break Scarlet Witch had. So, she's calm in the storm, she's loving life, and Jessica Jones and Captain America get married. And this is one of those reverse wonderful life issues. Everything would have been awesome if she had been an Avenger.
So who's going to play Luke Cage?
I don't know.
They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know anybody.
They have some photoshopped pictures online of Luke Cage as being The Rock, or...
I also saw Terry Crews.
I don't think The Rock would be in a Netflix original series.
No, I don't.
There's at least two or three more Need for Speed, or Fast and Furious crossover super-duper sequels.
What's
where...
What's his real name again?
Oh, Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne Johnson.
His middle name is The Rock.
Yes.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
It's The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jessica Jones is a character defined by grit and angst. So her what if throws it in the reverse. We don't get a gritty and angsty tale. We get a happy one. So, you know, at least do a little more bitterness for her in normal continuity, not real life. These Netflix things, like 2015 or whatever, so
yeah,
we'll see ya.
We'll see you then. We'll do another overview. In a couple years.
Maybe they'll have some Power Man and Iron Fist by then.
Maybe.
Yeah. So in closing, I will remind you to follow us on Twitter at TheSlimJames or at Giant_Size, TheSlimJames.com, GiantSizeComicThings.com. The WIP What If Podcast is on iTunes, on Stitcher, on YouTube, and on Vimeo. So go out there and find us. And remember, don't spend the rest of your life asking, what if?